Club in Hamilton, Ontario, Sunday, April 26th. Whether you're playing for fun or for the podium, there are prizes to be won. And don't miss the battle for the coveted Maple Leaf Cup. Smash for a cause. Register now at MapleLeafPickleball.org. That's MapleLeafPickleball.org.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all having a lovely day. It's super beautiful outside in Kingston. This is Abby. You're listening to my program, Fly on the Wall, on CFRC 101.9 FM. I am very sad to say that this is my last episode that you guys will be hearing from me with CFRC. It's been an absolute privilege, but no better day than today to have my best friend and my roommate, Chloe, here with us.
Hi, guys. So happy to be here back again on Fly on the Wall.
Yes, it's very exciting. So, Chloe, I wanted you to tell the people today, what does music mean to you?
It's a very big question, but it means everything to me. I myself am a musical artist, so it's my whole life, ever since I was a very little kid.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So today we did a little bit of a fun collab playlist. It's super summery, good vibes, and I'm really excited to get into it. Our first song is by Masayoshi Takanaka. Lee showed me this song, and it's so lovely. He is a Japanese producer and composer, and it's really fun, super summery. And yeah, let's just hop into it. This is O Tengo Suerte.
Thank you.
That was Sexotech by LaRue. She is an English synth pop act, and she made that song Bulletproof. Like, been there, done that, been around. You know, pitch perfect.
Yep, I know.
Did she mix that in the first?
She did.
With what's that song? What's the other song? Whatever. How'd you like that one?
I thought it was really interesting, considering, like, you told me about her background. That banger that she wrote seems a little bit different, but this was a really cute and upbeat little tune.
Yeah, I found it on, someone posted it on their Instagram stories. I always am finding bangers on people's Instagram stories, and then they always become these songs that I get so obsessed with.
Thank God for the music feature on Instagram now. Some people are abusing that, though, and I don't want you to be somebody posted, like Imagine Dragons the other day. And I was like, that has to be satire.
That can't be right. I have a question for you. How do you feel about music that isn't in English?
I love it. I've always listened to music in lots of different languages. I really do like Japanese, Korean music. I love Spanish music.
Mm-hmm.
French, obviously, because I'm Canadian. So, mm-hmm. Shout out.
Shout out. sick, I love it. Who's your favorite artist that primarily sings in a different language other than English?
That's a hard question. Nobody comes to mind, like, immediately. But I like a lot of Kali Uchis stuff in Spanish.
Sick. Love it. Okay, next up, we have a song from a Canadian folk artist. His name is Edwin Raphael. This is the title track off of his new album called It's a Shame You Swim So Well. It's like a cold summer's night vibe, and you're sitting under a big tree. And you're hanging out with your friends and, you know, looking at the stars.
Oh, wow. Boy, am I excited to experience that soon.
Well, we were
good
in
weather.
Good weather, yes. We were in Vic Park last night on the swings. And when was the last time you sat on a swing set?
Oh, last night I was playing in the playground as well.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you guys went to go play Grounders. I haven't played that since I was, like, a very young child.
It was awesome. And I was out of breath.
Play is important.
Play is important.
People need to go outside and go to the parks more. They should make, like, more, like, adult parks. Like
the gym.
I guess the gym they should put a gym outside. Mm-hmm. That would be unreal. Like, you know, that whole, like, what's the thing called? The Rex? With all the monkey bars and stuff. We need adult gyms. Regardless, let's get into it. This is It's a Shame You Swim So Well by Edwin Raphael. That rhymed.
The sky's falling on my mind. I could show her. The clouds are pouring out. I could have told her. It's bad luck to talk when everything is magic. Better luck to walk. The shadows in your past. Hold on your hands. Oh well. It's a shame you swim so well. Spell it to us.
Tail Whip by Men I Trust, which I just learned recently that they're a Canadian band. I'm pretty sure they're from Quebec. Did you know?
I had zero clue.
Isn't that unreal?
Yeah, that is unreal.
Big ups for Canada. I also just learned recently that they self-release their own music, which I think is super sick. They do partner with a Montreal-based label called Return to Analog to distribute their vinyl and cassettes. And they make cassettes, which I think is pretty cool. Bring back physical media. But yeah, how do you like Men I Trust?
They're awesome. I've been listening to them, I think, since they released Show Me How in, like, 2018. So they've always been in and out, I think, of, like, my listening. But I saw them in concert once in, like, 2022 when opened for Krungbin.
You went to see Krungbin?
Yeah.
Krungbin. That's so unreal. Where?
It was at the, like, Echo Beach, I think.
That's such a great venue.
In Toronto. Yeah, it was awesome.
I went to see my first ever concert. My mom took me and three friends to go see Khalid there, Echo Beach.
That's unreal.
And pretty much opened for them. Do you remember that band? They were like a boy band, and they made like just really cutie music.
Right.
And like all the ninth grade girlies were freaking out over them. But yeah, Echo Beach, what a great venue. Yeah, I love Men I Trust. Super your vibe. I think they're so sick. What's your favorite concert you've ever been to?
My favorite concert I've ever been to, probably I saw Electric Light Orchestra in 2024.
Oh, yeah, in second year.
Third year. Yeah, first semester, third year, with my parents and my brother. And it was so amazing. Probably that or when I went to Oshiega. In right after first year of university.
And you saw Billy?
Saw Billie Eilish, Fred Again, Kendrick Lamar.
That's a crazy lineup.
BB Keem, all of them.
That's a super crazy lineup. So let's move on. We have a song by a really sick band called Alabama Shakes. Do you know anything about these guys?
No, I am not familiar.
Lee also showed them to me. They're an amazing band. They got together in 2009. This album, Sound and Color, is absolutely beautiful. And this is one of their live session tracks called Dunes. Let's give it a go. It's really good vibes.
Somewhere over the dunes, love,
Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads. I think they're so cool, super psychedelic. One of my first vinyls was a Talking Heads record because my parents gave me a handful of their old vinyls.
No way.
It was like Santana, Talking Heads, a Grateful Dead record, and wow. They all had stickers in the corner that said they were like 25 cents.
Oh, right.
Isn't that unreal?
When the economy was like that.
Yeah, exactly. This was Chloe's request and contribution. Tell me about what this song means to you. She just looked at me when it was playing. She goes, it's poetry. Because I'm like, I don't really get it. The lyrics seem kind of I mean, they are very psychedelic, but just like their lyrics. I don't know. I'm not a very metaphorical.
They definitely are lyrics. This song is very profound for me because if you do pay attention to what it's saying, you don't get caught up in the weirdness of it all, which they are a very weird band. But to me, it's don't let your days go by and live your life. Yeah. Well, seize the day, yes. But also, I think it is something you have to like sit down and I think about. But yeah.
Nice. I love it. That was a very fun one. Yeah, they're a really cool band. And yeah, we're coming up on 3:30 in the afternoon. It's April 23rd. We are so blessed. It's a lovely day.
Yesterday was Earth Day, so.
Yes, was Earth Day. How'd you celebrate your Earth Day yesterday?
By playing in the playground.
Yes, exactly.
And I was outside. We were by the water.
I feel so lucky to live in Kingston near the water. It's so special. And me and Chloe both have just finished up our exams for the year. We have officially graduated. Chloe has a few more classes, but that's okay. She doesn't. We're done school, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So we are very lucky to have a week to enjoy this lovely upcoming weather. It's going to be 20 degrees on Monday.
Everyone get out.
Get outside. We're taking a little trip to Prince Edward County.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to go frolic in the town and hang out, which I'm very excited for. But next up we have another one of Chloe's picks. This is a song by Malcolm Todd, who to me is like very Brockhampton adjacent.
Yes, he is. He's great. Also, I really like his sister.
Who's his sister?
Audrey Hobart.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
They're siblings.
Whoa.
Yeah. So they're siblings. And obviously, like, I heard of him first. And then she just made her big debut, like, last year. And I loved her album. I thought it was really campy and awesome.
That's such a good fun
talented fact. Siblings.
There you go. Just like you and Luke.
Just like me and Luke.
Which is her twin brother. So this is a super sick track. This is Earrings by Malcolm Todd.
Her love is in your head. You lost your
around the corner, right? It hit me right between. switch and pick a side. Ain't nobody gotta go through what I'm going through, no. But it seems like they all know what I'm supposed to do, so let's switch bodies for a day. You could be me and I could be you. Juggle the polish, it's gonna come through. You can have it since it's automatic. Now switch.
Switch by Black. Absolutely sick song. Total throwback to both mine and Chloe's. Like, I feel like more R&B, like high school energy.
Yeah,
days.
Coming of age days.
Yeah, totally.
This is a very, very important song for both of us. And we totally bonded over it in, like, the early days of our friendship.
Yeah, we were sitting in our basement apartment.
Yeah.
And yeah, but me and Chloe met in first year, but we honestly didn't have that close of a relationship coming into living with one another. It was very exciting to get to know someone new in that type of space. But we totally, I think Chloe played this song one time and I was like, oh my God, like no one knows this song. Not that Black's like niche or whatever, but like, it was like, oh my God, no one knows this song.
It was such a big song for me growing up.
Me too. And it was total, it was kismet for
it
me,
was
Chloe.
Kismet, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, so I think he's super cool. This whole album, East Atlanta Love Letter, is really sick. It's definitely like some high school R&B days.
Oh my God, I love this album so much.
It's super sick. Next up, we have a song by The Sacred Souls. Why'd we add this to the playlist today?
It's honestly something I've just been listening to a lot.
Yeah.
But it is just makes you think of the person that you miss or love or want to see, you know? So
it's, I love
just
that.
A very cute little love song.
It is a really cute song. They make such soulful music, pardon me, and their voices are amazing. And it is, I feel like they just make like simple, kind, lovely music.
Yeah. And ain't nothing wrong with a cute little love song. So here we go.
I totally agree. Once again, this is Will I See You Again by The Sacred Souls.
Been all alone, now we're found. Just let me show. think about you, think about me, talking about us and where we're gonna be. Yes, I know that you've been waiting for a getaway to see something new. Tell me when I call you, come through.
That is Gals For You, as in Got A Little Something For You, by this really sick Toronto band called The Free Label. They make really sick guitar music. I was introduced to them at Highlands Music Festival, and I got to see them live. One of the guys has a keytar, and it's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I love that.
It's like an unreal instrument. These guys were so groovy, super disco vibes. And talking of disco, I wanted to ask you what your favorite decade of music is and why?
70s, 1000%. Why? I will say I might be a little biased. I was raised on the 70s in general, listening to them. My parents would play the genre a lot, rock, classic rock. I think objectively it is just the best.
Totally. And do you have an answer for what might be like the worst or just like not for you decade?
I don't think I have a decade that's not for me, but maybe like maybe early 2000s.
Okay, fair enough.
I feel like 2010s.
2010s is like super pop core. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people would say the 80s. Like a lot of
people don't like 80s.
Yeah, that were into the 70s rock.
My dad hates 80s. He loves 70s. Hates 80s.
Because it's very like disco-y, dancey, and I mean that's kind of when like dance music started coming up, but I don't think a lot of people liked it in the turn from the rock of the 70s.
I personally really, I also enjoy 80s music too, so.
It is good fun.
Like Duran Duran.
Yeah, my mom loves Duran Duran.
So does my mom. And my dad hates it.
That's hilarious. So yeah, that was a super fun song. This next one is by Charlotte Cornfield off of her, it's another title track off of her new album, Hurts Like Hell. Chloe, you are going to love this song. It's so beautiful. She is a great artist, has a really pretty voice, and just makes like super, very lovely music.
I'm very excited.
Let's hop into it. This is Hurts Like Hell by Charlotte Cornfield.
On the front lawn, shorts and boots on, hose running on a low drip. You had to shed your armor a little bit, stop thinking you weren't wanted. Had to get out of your house, that place was feeling kind of haunted. You took a drive to the guy. Karen said, you can't make it if you never even try. And you can't feel the wind blow if you never go outside. Like you get out of your shell for a minute, you could even rebel for a minute. So hard to tell when you're in it, 'cause it hurts like hell when you're in it. just bolted, crestfallen, crying in your car, thinking how appalling. You took a drive, blue sky. Karen said, you can't make it if you never even try. And you can't feel the wind blow if you never go outside. Over, I guess I'm just slow at responding, but I think I want what you want, and I'm sorry I left you wondering. You could get out of your shell for a minute, you could even rebel for a minute, it's so hard to tell when you're in it, cause it hurts like hell.
Told you.
All right, that was our last track for the day. That was Clueless by the Marías. Chloe, why'd we put that one in?
Such a great song. I've been listening to it on repeat ever since Abby played it in the car a couple of days ago. And I just think it's a great track. Super catchy.
Totally. The Marías are so sick. They're an amazing bedroom pop band. I would totally give all of their stuff a listen, including this entire EP, Super Clean Volume 2. It's super awesome. And with that being said, this is my last and final episode of Fly on the Wall on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's been an absolute pleasure to get to share my favorite music with all of you guys. Thank you to everyone who has tuned in over the past 12 weeks. It has been really just such a pleasure. And I hope you all have a lovely day and enjoy the summer, because I know I will. I'm excited for the warm weather. Have a good one, everyone. See y'all later.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC. Listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast to Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.